You said the San Francisco poets opened me up. I take it you mean Rex Roth, Everson, and not Ginsberg, Froebel, and Getty.
I was thinking of Rex Roth at the time. I'd like to take that phrase back. I don't think they did anything of the kind to me, and I wish I'd never said that. I think I was absolutely mistaken. And so I retract that statement. The San Francisco poets did nothing for me.
You encountered them in the early 50s?
I read them very early. I had Howl in the first edition, the first printing. And I remember meeting a New York editor who was making enormous fun of it. And he said, "Have you heard of this silly thing from San Francisco?" And he went out, and I said, "I think it's terrific." He had had a chance to publish it and hadn't. And I thought it was just nonsense. And I said, "I think you're crazy. I think if you publish it, it'd be the best book you ever published. You know, I think it's terrific. It's a dynamite book. Funnier than shit, for one thing. And American poetry was so in need of humor. And so in need of the recklessness and audacity that Ginsberg showed in Howl and Kaddish, that you couldn't go wrong with the books, even though they themselves go wrong. I mean, they would have been entering such a sterile room at that time. And that's why they had the popularity they had, even with all the mistakes that are there and all the stuff that seems dated now. There was a freshness and a kind of anger and a really deep gut laugh that was profoundly laughing and lacking in American poetry. I mean, Ginsberg can really be profoundly funny. And, I'm putting America, I'm putting my queer shoulder to the wheel. It's just a marvelous thing to say, you know. And,
Do you think that kind of humor is what prompted you to say they opened me up?
I think I was thinking about something else. I think I was really thinking of Snyder and Rex Roth rather than Ginsberg, because Ginsberg, to me, was an extension of Whitman. I mean, I saw, when I read Ginsberg, I just said to my, I was still in college, and I said to my fellow students, "Hey, look, this guy's Whitman today." And they all said, "No, he stinks." Who published him? And it didn't say Random House, so I said, "He stinks." I think at that point, we hadn't yet realized the importance of small press and, most people were New York-centered. That's where the real poetry would come from. And I don't know. I mean, I didn't come from New York. And I don't know why, anyway. It just got to me. But, no, when I was talking there, I think I was talking about Snyder and Rex Roth, and I don't think they did anything for me.
Okay. Well, let's move on past that.